Ah, we're good. Now that I noticed that Kamat, the whole Lakewood decided to come, such a packed house. Wow. I had to speak and had a choice. I wanted to go to Rabbi Blumberg's get together, Rasifa, my dear friend Rabbi Moshe Blumberg. In Rasifa, but Gula Shlema, Malkiel was speaking, Rabbi Moshe Scheinemann. He asked me to come. I tried to make it, but I found out that Coventry, maybe I should, I speak there every Sunday. So today was different because it's a tinus. I wasn't sure. I asked around, should I hang around? For the Achrayis, I wanted to go to Blumberg's thing, but if the Achrayis, you got to speak, so let me speak. But they don't want me. They don't need me. They're davening the mincha at a different place, the main base medrash. I wasn't sure. Anyway, it looked like I should talk to stay and speak. I got up to speak, and three quarters of the Yelam walked right out. L'chaim. And I said, I mean, it's a tightness, you realize. But there's still plenty of guys there. It was a full house anyway. Plenty of, a lot of guys left. I didn't even know if they left. They just left. Now you want to know, first of all, I was so overjoyed for getting bezyonis. That's just what we need these days. You want to be zayicha bedin? Get yourself good bezyonis. It's gewaldig. The only problem is, was it bezyonis? The guys are going home. They didn't even see you. They didn't even know you're talking. They're in the back of his... What?
One person got
covered. What? What?
About Makra Shaila, and Makra turned to him to ask him, and he had to be Makriya for the altar. Right after David of Rosh Hashanah. What's he supposed to think now? He just got this huge covet.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Enjoy it!
But he didn't want it.
So, no, you're allowed to get covered.
What's the sign?
You're allowed to get covered. When you get covered, you say, hey, Bishter, thank you so much, Rabbi Miller, Zalam Alichti Gigan Eden. I'm so hooked in on him that there's not, I mean, the Vardy, I'll tell you how Rabbi Miller, my Vardy agenda tells me break your midas at every move. Break your midas. You want to be alive. You want to be there, do the real thing. It doesn't mean all kinds of midas. Vardy used to give me a green light about food. Food! Eat! Don't break the midas. That's what they told me. But I'm not too sure. I'm getting older. I'm getting to wonder. Maybe still, you know, cut down, please. But anyway, you have to know what to work on, where, what. Anyway. But breaking midas is my favorite pastime. Going and breaking midas. Now, it gives you a chias. You hang around people that endorse it, that encourage it, that appreciate it, that enjoy it. You do it, you're a new person. It is a ticket to youthfulness. When you break midos, you're always going to be young. People who break midos are young forever. They don't get old. The energy is a thrill, rebelling against your nature. Gan Eden, l'chaim. Sure. All the best, guys. Vada, vada. That's take more. What's smack there? The pickles. You got a full house tonight. It's mommy's packed. It's packed. You got to tell you to, yeah, move the table. You know, I'm so proud of my chevra. My wife had to throw out four empty bottles. My oilam is moving. This is a chashiva oilam. We drink. We don't just sit around. We're real good drinkers. Vada, vada. Vodka caramel. What else is new? Vodka caramel. It's not bad. So I'm standing here so you people think that they're getting bezyonis. Who says you got bezyonis? These guys didn't mean you. They had to leave. They didn't mean you at all. You thought you got bezyonis? You got a kapara. Did you hear that? Most bezyanis is the bezyanis. What he thought you got bezyanis. The guy isn't kids, not even thinking of you. He doesn't know, he didn't see you even. Chaim. Chaim, Chaim, Chaim. It's such a Gan Eden. Being in a Vardiga is, I recommend. To laugh at the world. Rabbi Galinsky used to always say, Lach von der Welt. Laugh at them. They're making themselves foolish. Everybody's opinion. What's your opinion? And believe me, the little kids can make, little kids get their mother's sugar. The father can need the mother to be voted softly. The father goes just as much sugar as the mother. My dear wife, something tells me Yankee doesn't like me so much. I always needed, since I'm a child, I felt unloved. I thought when we get Yankee, at least someone would love me in my, and Yankee doesn't. He made a face at me yesterday. Malky, I don't know what to do. And Malky tells him, Getzel, I got the same problem. Listen to this one, my latest bumba. A younger man, a sweetie, you know, Lakewood, I don't know, they are so sweet, those Bnei Torah, oh yeah, they're good. This guy's, he's a big gun in Lakewood, he's big. But his kid seems to be bigger than him. His five-year-old, he is not more than five. I don't remember the age, but not more than five, that's Clark. 3, 2, one of those. He's barely, you know, you could barely make a bracha in his presence. He's one of those. He tells me, my son, he argues with us. He makes mashma sugar, him and his wife together. And he is mamish, we don't know how to handle him. He's getting worse and worse. He's getting into trouble. He's starting to do some terrible things. And Rav, what should we do? So I says, let's redefine who's who around here. You are the parent. He is a little tiny schnook. Get that straight. He don't count. He's cute. We know that. So what? That's what you have to do when you see a cute kid. You're supposed to turn him into a Avodah Zarah. But he's so cute. So what? So what, do you want to give him a medal for being cute? He didn't do anything. Gitta, you are a jumbo elephant from now on, and he is a cockroach. And every time you see him walk the other, like, you don't notice him. You're middle of your starving and learning, your wife's busy with 100 things, such of a woman, such of a husband. And this little came over to me 2 weeks later, the whole house turned around. And the kids, interesting story. Kid actually vocalized his feelings. You know, I used to feel I owned the house. The kid said this. Smart kid. And now, I'm getting to realize that I don't really count. I'm just a kid. And Tati and Mommy, they're in charge around here. The kid said this to the parents. Can you imagine? And he told me he's spreading it to all his friends. The great brainstorm. Mandel. Ladies, you just fasted. Please don't listen to this. Now I'm going to tell you who's in charge, a man or a lady. Ladies, you don't have to hear this. Please, you can shut me off. I'm not microphone on my COVID. This you don't have to hear. As soon as I'm finished, you can turn me on again. I'm joking. Sometimes the lady got to know who's in charge around here. You know, the lady is, but very, 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 very often, the man prefers having a lady. Like me, I'm one of them. They show me a picture of my elder Zayda, and they told me she was the boss. It's official. Let's make it official. You're in charge. I think it's a great idea, by the way. I just checked into my Rebbe, Chaim Motz Weinkrantz. His wife was totally in charge of the house, and he was tough. Oh, was he tough. You know, he once did our Leviathan. Some fry your kids over there. He was known. The Nevardig Bezin was known to Eina Nice upon him Lashum Ish. They weren't scared. They did things that they got threats. They couldn't care less. We passed. That's the halacha. Nevardig is emes. Don't play games with us. But and they want to be friends with so and so. Whoa. Not Nevardig. They're through the emes itself. They don't go for that stuff. There was known for that. And it was onto the Levaya. Nevardig, his kids went off to Derek. Very unusual. So Yachid, whatever, he's a tyrant, he's a tzaddik, you say, David. But his kids, he got up there to speak at the Levaya, and the kids were sitting there, and he says, you go crying now? What's going to be with Shabbos? You going to keep Shabbos or not? What are you guys doing here? Right there in front of everybody. He didn't care. Nevardig is, they didn't just do that because they were angry. No. They did things with cheshbonos. But part of their agenda, being tough, was not discredited. Like, by some people, it's not happening. I can't. I mean, it's true. When I come home, I explode at my wife 10 times a day, but that she's just my wife. But in front of people, I'm the most refined guy that ever lived. I can't even, like, most of us are like that, by the way. That's human nature. Human nature. There's nothing wrong. It's fine. You'll get it, Lamaba. But Nevardig is, had to meet us in the right place. So what did he do? His wife, she, anything, never, not once did this man ever get angry at his wife. Never! Whatever she did, you're in charge. He was masalik, all, you are totally in charge. And he learned for this, the Nevardig recipe, hours of Shaar B'Tochen and Shaar K'niya. Shaar B'Tochen, I recommend Shaar K'niya, handle with care. It's Meyerdig, but you have to have self-esteem for that. Shaar K'niya. Anyway. You know what? He went to Reb Chatzkel. Reb Chatzkel was sick. He came to, what's machti? Come to Rai. I'm still away. That's a beautiful, my bit. Ah, Rabbi bursting. To come in such a day, I'm impressed that the Yerlim should come after such a period. But something tells me I'm a good speaker. You're good people. Y'all, you're plenty good. Anyway. L'chaim. You know, thankful I am. Come, never let me say it. Take the whole thing. The goose is still here. Nobody opened up the goose yet. The goose steak the aklutz. Anyway, so what happened? Very good stuff. We have. Amen. So it's the same. L'chaim tovim, l'shalom, l'gmach, sima tovim. I want, now I get Yosharayim. Yes. What's g'day? Yoshi. It's g'day to get a Yosharayim. Anyway. So. What was I saying about the, what are you talking about? Where were you up to? Never get angry at his wife. Never, ever, ever. Listen to this one. He told me this himself. He once, the gefilte fish wasn't to his. So he said something which was so unusual for him. Made a remark. For a week he couldn't figure out a tesis. Then he chaptach. How come? Oh! So he went back home and he consoled his wife. So sorry, the fish, it's good the way it is. And came back, the thesis was clear. You hear this? And this, ach, Reb Chaim Motcha Vankrins, Zuchus Yogan Aleinu, Reish Abbezin of the whole Nevardig, he was the biggest of them. He put them all, couldn't fear, he put them all on their feet, all the Nevardigas. He was a giant. He's the biggest of the big. And Shayach. You know what he used to do, Robert Weinkrantz? You want to do a shidduch? They wanted to know the yichus, is it good or not? Come here, show me a picture. She's fine. Go get married. Show me a picture. I'm not so sure about him. So it just, no one knows how he knew all this stuff. And he knew. What else did he do? He told somebody, you marry that boy, in 2 weeks you're divorced. And he'd take another guy and say, oh, yeah, go marry and be happy ever after. Nothing to worry about. He was a reese. He's a reese. He had a brach from the stipler. Got involved in shalom bayis. Reb Nosson used to send them tons of shalom bayis. They all came to Weingrain's. He fixed them all up. He was meridic. Huh? He knew things. He knew everything. You know, he told me a maisa once. Maybe I've said it over a few times. A woman back in Russia told him, Rabbi, what's going to be with me? What happened? She was nishal, ashes ish, with a soldier. So he says, someone like you? Chenek. 2 weeks later, they're sitting before a chuppah at a chasana, her husband, herself, and Rav Weinkrantz, and she pours him some vodka. Would you like some vodka? Says, no. You could drink now. I'll drink late after the chuppah. I'll drink. You could drink now. She takes a sip and she falls dead on the spot. It was nail polish. I had a pirish. Maybe the nail polish. I don't know. Whatever. So she's dead. They got a levaya. Right after she came to him in a dream. And she said she can't hold out. The tzara she has the next row. So he told her. So he said, I don't believe in dreams. He was a Litvak, you know. Don't give me his dream business. Didn't do anything. The next night she came back, do something for me, I'm in trouble. He learned one perik mishnayis, she never came back. That's one nice. Once he needed some money, and he was going, climbing the walls for the yeshiva or whatever, they had to pay the malam, I'm not sure. There's one of the older Navardigas came to him in a dream, he was sleeping in the middle of the day. He says, the door's gonna knock in 2 minutes, you got your money, you'll be okay. He wakes up, knock knock, and there's a check. You know, Rabbi Romy Afim once came in a dream. Pesach Menachem Malach. When he was older, Pesach Menachem Malach, he had plastic all over his body. His face used to beam with simcha. He was a Geron of Arnig. He was a reason. My current's big Talmud he was. Anyway. What was I saying about him? Yeah, he had a dream. What? Rabbi Afim. He didn't want to speak. The Samach Sidim loved him. He used to speak for them. 200 people in Bar Park. He used to come to speak regularly for them. He adored them. He was a malach. Pesach Menachem Malach. You know what he once did when the Nazis, the communists wanted to get a hold of him? They put him on a car on Shabbos. He left his feet outside the car. They said, put your feet in or we chop them off. He says, you can chop them off. It's fine. That's what Pesach Menachem Malach. You know what he was. And his later years, he had plastic all over his body. He couldn't tell nothing on him. He used to go with his oxygen. He used to go into oxygen tank, into the basement. He should learn Yad Malayla. He was a masman. He was a leader learning. I remember him. Ah. He was Navardigas. Anyway, so he told me. What was the story with him? He didn't want to give a shmooze. The Satmas wanted him to speak. He didn't want to speak. And after Kaisas, Rav Rami Yafin came to him in a dream, and he said, I put so much Kaisas in you, and you don't want to speak now? He came from the next world, it's a true story. He says, okay, I'm going. He ordered, no, he couldn't, he had problems, transportation, whatever. He ordered a limousine, he went, you got the dream, Rav Rami Yafin came to him in a dream. Achayim. Moisei Navardik. I was coming back. Whole type of Adu. I had an experience. I'll tell you exactly what happened. He used to say, Pesach Menachem Malach, you know what tshuva is? The Rambam says, you're never going back to the same chait. The Abishah can be witness on it's never happening again, period. Now, I don't know too many people who relate to that. In fact, in Slabatka, somebody got all nervous about it. So I think one of her Meir Chazan's son says, don't worry, we don't go like that, Rambam. And that we go like a different region that says, as long as you're on the way to Tshuva, you're okay, you know. Don't make life, you know, so difficult. But I aim for the top, and I daven a lot. A day before Rosh Hashanah, I'm dealing with a certain zach that I have to take care of, and it hit me. I had a new plan that it looks like it's never going to happen again for the rest of my life. I can't believe it, because it's, but I daven. You keep davening, you'll get anything. You ever think it is the koyach of so-and-so's anava? That's why he was zeicher. I say, the koyach of my gaiva has brought such yeshuas. The koyach for my gaiva. You know what's going on? Look the way I look at it. People look at gaiva, oh, come on, come on. It's really an aveira. Do say whatever you want. By me, it's kodesh kadosh. I'm afraid they're going to money, not enough gaiva. Should have had more. We take a look at the whole of Rosh Hashanah Karen. Look, what happened to Gedali Ben Achikam the first day? Another Yaseda. I don't want to be Mekabel Lashon Hara. Boom. Another Chai Ben Avkulis, another Yaseda. I had an interesting Misa. I wonder what the Ilm thinks of this. I was giving out my beloved B'tachim weeklies. And I'm putting them down in the special pouch over there in Kol Shimshon. And there's a guy who sees me, and he goes right over to someone else's kuntris. And he's like, I'm not even there. Like, who are you? I'm not. And he goes and takes someone else's. That's story one. Story two. I was also in Kol Shimshon, and I was giving them out, Erev Yom Tov. Two young alike come over to me. No shaches with each other. They both told me the same identical story, that their wives were giving birth, and they were in hot soup, and it was very hard. The labor was terrible, and they called Mandel. And right after they called Mandel, boom, like a chicken with an egg. It was a coincidence, you know, they both told me the same exact story. Two different people. I don't even remember them. But one of them told it to me with more juice. He said, he called it Admar, called a big Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave him a bracha, and his wife got worse and worse. And then he called Mandel, and on the spot, boom, and I called you, boom. Now, I got these two stories. Story Aleph, I'm trying to put down my B'tachim weeklies, and the guys ignore me, and they take this guy's and that guy's, that's story Aleph. Story Beis is, they tell me, Mandel, the Rebbe, your bracha on the spot worked. Now, which story do you like better? You want to know the first story, which is a dimyan. What do you care? Leif Shasam Begdula Sachem. You have a ball. Be happy with Yenim's success. That's great. And the second story, Achen Vei. Mischamek Bekoloi Chaveiroi. Ein Lechelik Lel Maba. You want that? I don't know if I'm an official Mischamek Bekoloi Chaveiroi by being Nana, but I can't say I wasn't somehow pleased that I'm so great. But in Nevada, you wouldn't be so posh, Take a look at Chazal, parallel rabbis. A parent came over to me. We really miss you. The next year's rabbi's good, but it's not you. So what do you do when you hear that? It's Kabbalah B'Kolei Chaveiroi, is not? That's so posh. Not so pushy. Anyway, so you work on me this year, a different story. I am unbelievable. Today I'm walking out of Tel Shimshin. I heard it just fresh off the press. Unbelievable. This happened 10 years ago. The guy comes from, what's the name of that place? Hawaii. Anyway, he comes from Hawaii, this guy. Because he had trouble. He has a daughter. This is true. This part is true. He has a daughter. He called me up. His wife was crying. A daughter who was mentally unbalanced. Mentally unbalanced. And she's momish. She's home all day. She's taking all kinds of tranquilizers, anxiety, plus depression, plus sick like a dog. She's never going to get married. She sits alone all day, doesn't walk out of the house, doesn't do anything with her life. She's never such a brus and a girl. Shrekless. He calls Mandel. Mandel tells him, get together with your wife and go around saying all day it's baloney. She's perfect. It's a mistake. It's never take a mice. 2 months later, the guy tells me, Mandel, we did it for 2 months. Almost immediately, we didn't tell her. She suddenly started getting different. One day she says, it's misdiagnosed. She took the pills, threw it in the garbage. She said, I'm not keeping that doctor's appointment. I'm normal. She went back to work. She's a total new person. Needs some gluing. Just him and his wife, 2 minutes a day. Now, I have a matching story that I just, you know, these two young like this, see the shooting alike, the niece couldn't do a shidduch. And they were all nervous. It took also 2 months. And suddenly she got a top boy. And nobody wanted the shidduch because there's something wrong in the family. As soon as they found out, they chucked it. For 3 years, this girl's getting nosed left and right. And the father and the mother are terribly depressed. Until the two brothers got together on the telephone every day, and they're saying positive things about the brother and the sister-in-law. Oh, they're so happy. They were depressed. They weren't interested in any shidduchim whatsoever. They were so depressed. Because you can't blame them. Everything turns out to no. So, suddenly, they met him at a bar mitzvah. They're cheerful. They're happy. Just like they were schmoozing with each other. That's what happened to these people. These are two matching stories. You like them? Unbelievable. Baron Feldman once told me, if you're davening and it's not working, daven harder. You don't know how true that is. I have certain things, davening years and nothing's happening. And then one day I say, okay, now let's really, really daven. And I start, and suddenly, niece, get more into it. Dude, just daven, but starker. Make it stronger. Daven stark, and it's going to work. It has to work. It's tefillah. It's a W do it. A seresim and tshuva every chayim l'chayim. Seresim and tshuva. One davening now is worth 100 davenings during the year. Karubi, I said, Karay, get a hold of the Yebishta now. And get whatever you want. What I had, I would recommend the main tshuva is not enough thankfulness. Be more and more thankful. Never enough thankfulness. You got to thank your head off all day long. You got to thank for Jack Daniels. You got to thank for everything, every kleinigkeit. Someone said, "Thank you, thank the Abbas that sees this person's thankful. He's gonna make it." It's more thankful you are, the more you're going to be matzliach. Maybe she wants to see what type of person you are. Can't even talk about Chatoim from Rosh Hashanah. Maybe she wants to see what type of person is this. I was thinking about, you know, what is it? It says that Rashi says in Parshas Hazino that the pupil of the eye is the part that sees. The white doesn't see. Maybe so watch you like the pupil of his eye. So I had an artist. So you see the dark part. You can only see through the dark part. Right? It says in the Zohar that Isaiah says that let's nahida ela the nothing migaycha shaycha. There's nothing light unless it's coming from darkness. And the worse the darkness, the more light. Worse it is, just the opposite. What's chocolate minatari minayin? I have a big thing about chocolate. Chocolate by me is one of the big things in the universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His goodness, has given mankind billions of bars of chocolate. All over the world. The cocoa bean, whatever it's called. All over the world. Chocolate. That's something. Chocolate is the thing. No, everyone's after chocolate. Aha! I give my tummy the white chocolate. And I have some chocolate with Rice Krispies inside. Oh, the kids go wild. Chocolate. Some people, it's coffee. Coffee, chocolate. That whole family over there. Cocoa. Coffee, chocolate. All the whole world's going with sugar over chocolate. What's the pshat in chocolate? So I wanted to sign it's ki'ishay neinoi. Davis is showing the world. It's dark, but it's sweet. Everybody likes. What? White chocolate is a chiddush. It's not the namal. That thing should go good, then it's taka good. Then you need to be a Baal Batochen for that. But the average guy, because you got to go through Tzaris, then be like, how do you like that's my chiddush over Rosh Hashanah? I was machadish chocolate. Chocolate in a tire minayan. When it's something bad happens, then you appreciate when it goes good. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I started davening, and the Elam, you know, the Shalos, you're supposed to cry. It's a big machlokes on Rosh Hashanah. Some say if you don't cry, it's bad news. You're supposed to cry. Arizal, no, you gotta cry. But some people say, don't you dare cry, Rosh Hashanah. Don't cry, you're supposed to be happy. So they say sweet tears, whatever you want to call it. And I'll tell you, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, I was uncontrollable. I just look at those words. Now my Rebbe Rav Isa couldn't cry. He told me, I wish I could do that, I just can't do it. My Rebbe Rav Isa Schwartz, he used to learn hours of Musa on Betachim. He used to laugh and laugh and laugh. He once had to go to court. He told me the story himself. Had to go to court. I recommend learning Musa. Baisai. The sweetness of Musa, there's nothing in the world like it. You know how much Musa or Weinkerins used to learn? I heard the real story. His son told me. His son's a rub in Chicago on Gar Chashavi. Told me the real story. He went to visit Reb Chaskel. He used to go to Eretz Yisrael and always visit Reb Chaskel. Reb Chaskel was sick. I'm not seeing anybody. So he says, give a message. It's the Vardika from Borough Park. So he heard, oh, the Vardika from Borough Park, let him in. He asked Reb Weinkrantz, how many hours a day do you learn Musa? So he says, 4. He says, if it would have been any less than 4, I would never let you in. That's how the story goes. And Reb Weinkrantz went to Reb Chaim Shalevitz, and he told him the story. Chaim Shalevitz says, Reb Chaskel is nachalts in Kelm. He's back in Kelm. This is his own world. 4 hours, Musa! You know what he told me before Purim? says from drinking you won't become a simcha. From 3 hours, chayvus avavas, you get a simcha. L'chaim. The Vaila, step by step. I'm still drinking. I'm not holding yet. 4 hours. Alavai. You know what it is? When he was such a happy person, Roy Krentz. He had Ruach HaKodesh. So what was I saying? How did I get into this? I was saying something else. Oh? Ah, Rabbi Zawentakot. Thank you. See, somebody got a halt cup around here. Rabbi Zawentakot. Now, Rabbi Isa was wanted by the government for something he never did. Kitzur, they wanted him. The French government, you don't mess with them. So he fled to Kiryat Sefer, where his sons live. And after 2 years, he says, there's no Musa here. Kiryat Sefer is Kodesh Kedoshim, by the way. No place like it. But no Musa. Back to Busser, France. He went back. And I remember we used to call him up. His wife used to go out of her mind whenever we got on the phone. Because they used to just, you know, to talk on the phone. I was once on the phone with my daughter in Russia. And we said something about the Russian government that we didn't like. And the operator stopped us in the middle, started screaming at us. You don't talk like that around here. You're under arrest. That didn't happen, Baruch Hashem, but my daughter and me were on the phone. She was in Russia. And in the middle, we said something not nice about the government. And the government let us have it. This is way back, you know. Wow. Anyway. In France, they knew what you were doing also. They tapped up telephones. Whenever we called, his wife went out of her mind. They're going to catch my husband, throw him in jail. He would sit with us for an hour on the phone, and his wife would have nervous breakdowns. And he used to laugh at the whole thing. He once told me, it's all a dimyane. It's a dimyane. And he chazed, he told me later what he did. He did a lot of that stuff. And what happened? So he spent 2 years in France, 3 years, 4 years. Finally, one day, they're driving up. Have you seen so-and-so? No. Rabbi Isaac, get lost. Because he got on a plane, disappeared. This time, the very next plane, they had his picture all over the place. He just made it. Anyway, but after 2 years back in Kiryat Sefer, I don't know, Musa, we're going back. He said, yeah, we're going back. He came back. As soon as he came, they arrested him. Oh, we got you. So they put, what did they do? They put him in jail. And when he was in jail, they did psychological stuff on him. They stared him down. They started, you know, they have their shtick, how to get a guy nervous. And he was laughing his head. He told me, as he's telling it to me, he's laughing. The verdict is, you know, they know all these things, you know. You don't get me nervous. I mean, what's nervous? You know, the verdict, when they want to put someone, get him, let Tom Tsemoto, I once heard somebody, he wanted to do it, a shagus was bothering him, so he started staring at him. And right away the guy starts going like this, you know. When someone's staring at you, you start, you know, so. It's called symptom in Avadi. And whenever they got symptom, they suddenly spoke in public and did something to break that symptom. They're always against symptom. Yeah, don't do that. Try to get out of it. Don't worry. You'll have to be with symptom. So Avadi, okay. You want to join me? I'll help you a little bit. Get out of jail. Everyone's in jail. Did I? This is my wife. Did I say something to you? To your mother, that wasn't so good. She didn't like it. Yeah, you notice she doesn't look. Usually she's smiling. This Yom Tov, she's not so nice to me. What did I do? You know, that's what we're all about. Symptom. Did you say something? Did you watch every move you make? You know, you might blow it. So it's straitjacket, you know, in the cage. So. Reb Isaiah is laughing. And this guy, all the psychological shtick thing, and he's just, and the same day, they took him upstairs in the courthouse. The jail was downstairs, upstairs the courthouse. Comes to the courthouse, and Rabbi Zis has to stand in front of a judge. And he's rolling. He's rolling. And his advocate, he calls it. Advocate, that means his
lawyer.
The lawyer. You know? The lawyer tells him, you're going to lose the case. You don't do that in front of a judge. And he says, I don't mean to laugh at him. I was just chazering for months. Ain't a mavadai plus. Cherdas adam yiten vaykesh. Those are the two things. He told me. For months, he could do it for an hour straight. Chadas adam yitei maikesh. What do you, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Shlomo Melech said that. Chadas adam. You won't have a talking if you're afraid. That's the problem. Don't be scared. So he's rolling his head off right there in court. And the prosecutor gets up and he says, you know, I like this guy. I'm supposed to be the prosecutor. I think I can go the other way. And he got away. He was supposed to go to jail for 4 years. He got scot-free. Goodbye. So that's the first time it happened. I heard. This one, he told me himself this story. The other story was he had to go to jail once for evading the draft. So there he was younger. He was scared. Reb Geshen was, had to be, you know, was, had to train him in how to be a Baal Betochen. And he's all scared. What's scared? They're going to lock me up in jail for evading the... He ran to America. I'm not sure what he tried to get away. So Rav Geshen told him, Admosa yenatsuni yom azeh v'cholai seseshe samti b'kirba. Imagine. Admosa yenatsuni yom azeh. You still don't trust me. Rav Geshen was like, Geshen had to go to court once. The Tzienim started up with him. He left his head off. He was kidnapping kids from Israel. Geshen was a... him and the Tzienim didn't get along with them. He was a real Turkatanik. He's outspoken. Him and the Satmar Rebbe like this. You know, he got along well. And he used to... He had a court case... And they all told me Rav Geshen was in his own world. He left it off. The family told me whenever he has these things, the whole family's like this, and he's laughing. No, what it's going to be with Tati? He's simply not scared. That's what Musa can do to you. Imagine. The first step is don't be afraid of the people. This is years. I work on this a lot. What happened to me today? Oh, boy. First time? He got out. And I heard, the second one, he told me. The first one heard the exact same nusach. They said, we like this guy. We're going to go the other way for him. I heard the same nusach. Amaisa. Anyway, what was I saying? Where am I up to? Who? 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 Second?
Something happened today.
Yes, what happened today, yeah. Okay, so I go to Coventry, and I'm not sure if they want me to speak or not, because it's tinus, you know, usually I speak 5 minutes. So I went to speak. I'm always machmir to speak. So the Meritza Leichel Meir Melichel, he said, I gotta speak. I want the world to hear about me, you know, you know who I am. I'm unbelievable. And they daven mincha in the big base medrash. As soon as they finished, I got up. Because it's usually downstairs where it's official that a guy speaks. It's not so pasha. The shmua is the ilum is not crazy over it. They narrowly got the 5 minutes. And whenever I go a minute over 5 minutes, I get a message from the people in charge. The ilum didn't like it so much last time. You went half a minute over the 5 minute period. And then always without fail, another guy comes over to me. I wish you would have spoken an hour to make me feel good. Anyway. So this time I wasn't sure, it's like a Tziba. So I start speaking. And so right after davening, there's a packed house, you know, with 100 people there. Okay, Rabbi, so I don't know if you guys want me to speak, and you don't, but I'm going to be machmir, and I'd like to say a few words. I started speaking over there. And right away, like three quarters of the olam disappears. So I'm standing there. Oh, anybody left? I look around. Anybody left to hear me? It all disappeared on me. So I said, the first thing I said is, my name is Rabbi Shai. A few guys that was, I want everybody to know the best way to make it in these days. It's serious stuff. You know, Mila Chai Mila Mavis is not a joke. Not to me. Mila Chai Mila Mavis. What's going on? I believe in crying in Yom Narayim. And if you're not crying, at least make believe, because you stump out of it. You're not embarrassed? You're not crying? You're not worried? Are you 100%? Is the judge at all worth God? I don't. So even if I'm not holding by crying, I make believe I'm crying, so I shouldn't look stupid. How can you not cry when you're saying it's on a taike? They sing a nice thing, bro. I like that nigga. Don't worry. Keep it going. My uncle's the man. Uncle Manas. Beautiful nigga. Ah, so moid. Nothing like a nigga. Anyway, but you know where Rav Shaga Feivel Mendelovich? Just tell my Uncle Manas. Before he used to start davening on he's davening for the Yom in Tarvadas. Manas! Vain Manas! He said, Manas, don't cry. They were happy people. Don't worry about them. Yeah, cry. I'm not right. The first, I just couldn't. It's just look at those words. Ooh, nothing like.
I'll call Mazazo. They must call Mazabaroso.
It is so beautiful. I'll tell you something. Musa is worth it. Spend a lot of time learning Musa. You'll get so emotional over these killers. It'll turn you on. Musa is stylus. It makes it real. It makes it at least, you know, okay, whatever. So, where am I up to? Who?
Commentary.
They all packed out on me. So I say, Rabbi Shai, you want to make a Yom HaDin? Get some bezyanis like me. I'm in. I wanted to thank every guy that ran out. Another malach of bezyanis I got. Thank you. You rescued me. I'm no hospital. This not me. I got bezyanis. You know what Rav Chatzel said? Someone's mavazi you. You should kiss every Ava, Rav Chatzel. Said, kiss every Abraham. Bezyanis! Good stuff. Anyway, so that's how I started my speech. Then I said my drosha. I spoke about Zikir Ram. Anyway, I had a good oil. The end of that stage was, they were with me. You gotta be very careful. Very careful. First of all, the Yisraelis, you think you had bezyanis, it's still some. The guys didn't even see me there between you and me. They didn't even see me. It's a tinus, you know, what they want to, these guys have no, they didn't even know there's a guy speaking, you know. I'm sure if they would have known I was speaking, I'm sure they would have stayed. You know, whenever people stand up for me in my school, I come into the Rebbe's room, see guys going like this, I never fail to say, I know you're standing up not because of my age, because of my chachma. I know the reason. I know the real reason. Rav Weinkranz once told me, he brought me chazal. What is a good guest? I just tell you, my wife, I know you mean me. That's a good guest. But you know, you tell me, no, I know it's because you like me. No, everybody loves me. Yes. Beshita, I hold everybody loves me. Did you hear that? It's very important. Very important. But Shita, everybody loves me. No. They just curse you to go, you're a bad mood, that's nothing. I know everybody loves me. Go with such a Shita, it's healthy. Don't be as if you didn't like me, you need that stuff. Everybody loves me because I'm Taka, a great guy and I'm a big tzaddik.
I'm such a tzaddik. I was so happy to hear today. Somebody came here. A yid from, he lives in, out of Lakewood. He lives, whatever, Balabas. And he says, he watches me. And he says, I says, you watch me? I just want to know one thing. Am I funny or not? That's all I'm interested in. He says, yes, you're hilarious. I says, what do I do that's so funny? So he tells me, you said that you're hoping they can't find a gravestone big enough to write all your milas. He says, you're hilarious. He says, and then, so that's what he tells me. So I was so proud to hear that I'm hilarious. That means a lot to me. Rabbi Say, it really means a lot to me. To hear that I'm a funny guy. Anyway, so, you know what I do? I'll tell you what I did at Rosh Hashanah. I advise you all to do it. All to do it. Write your milas and say thank you, Eibishter. I have so many milas. You know what did for me? It's such a shtick of zunt. Anybody can do it. You don't have milas. you know what's going on. The oilam here is packed. With my, every person I take you apart, I'll prove it to you that there's no one better than you. But yeah, I'm working on this for years. It's hard work to admit that there's something good about you. You know, the whole world's going in a different direction. Write your milas. I spent Rosh Hashanah. Now you can daven. Now you cry. You're not a big, bitter, angry, depressed guy who's crying. You're in a high. But the words are making you cry. You're crying of emotion, of simcha. It's a different kind of crying. Like this, always build yourself up. Always, every day, write all your milas and chazadim. And make yourself bigger. Don't be afraid. I was once out of place somewhere. Whatever it was, the guys were better than me, whatever it was. So I wrote, I'm such a tzaddik, look how I suffer, and I don't get angry. And I still hold from them. So whatever it is, you can come out ahead. If you're suffering more, then you're greater. Hashem likes me better. That's why I suffer more, you know. Maybe. I know a guy, he had a big insurance lately. And I told him, he used to be in a much higher madrega. And he fell, you don't recognize him. I remember him years ago. Was he a tzaddik now? I told him that it's true that when you're struggling, you're much bigger than if you're not struggling. So now you're much bigger. But he don't believe me. I tell it to him again and again, he still doesn't believe me. And this happened wrong today? Got punished. People are so into that. He's just punishing me because they did, you know, I told him when you were holding so high, let's say the guy's the biggest maskman around, right? And suddenly he's struggling. Sometimes they see him, but he's vengeance. Sometimes not. Because something happened in his life that it's hard for him to move. And he's getting lazy and it's a struggle. And he's making knosses. I gotta learn better. And years ago, he was the biggest maskman. He went like water. So he says, years ago was your Baba's Phyllis. You are nothing. You are plenty good. No. Give yourself credit. Don't give your Bubby the credit. But now, this, you are paving the way for your children. Now you're struggling. You're asking them all day long, I want to learn, I do want to learn, I'm trying to learn, it's working, it's not working. That's worth much more than all the learning in the world. It really is. It's a fact. I went on Yom Kippur to see Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. I went to see the Mir Yeshiva. Reb Nachum Weinberg took me to Shimshon Pinkus. They took me. And I saw Reb Chaim Shmulevitz walking back and forth in front of the Mir Yeshiva. He looked, I said, who is that? I never saw him in my life. I was a young American, just came in. He looked like he was walking in his living room. He was so at ease. He had no metta. He was going back and forth. Let me get up and show you what he did. I'm sorry, Torah, anytime. I'm going to have to get up to demonstrate. Yeah. This is what he did. He walked back and forth. He's thinking, he's at the front of the Beis Medrash. And he ignores, there's a big, 100, 200 people there. Davening, you know, Mira was smaller than today, but it's a packed house. And he's going back and forth like this. He was in his own world. He totally ignored, like, he didn't see anybody. I watched her. Yaki was an anacol, the altar for Navarri. That's what Navarri does to you. He's at ease. The altar broke through, you know. They don't feel any. You know, it also was like that, Rabbi Yaakov Yafin. He was Rabbi Avram Yafin's son. He was a big eagle. He wasn't in Tavosa, really. And I used to watch him in Beis Yosef. It was in Simchas Torah. When he danced, it was like, you know, when you're dancing, you don't chop. You're going to see somebody that's natural, you'll look twice. He was just dancing, you know. He wasn't like, dancing, you know. Whatever you're doing, you feel people are looking at you. That's the way it is. And you can tell. Oh, yes. You can tell. Mm-hmm. Oh, the other way, okay. Someday, I'll get it straight. Okay, we get it. Getting there. The Vardigas were very relaxed. Not afraid of anybody. So if you work on these things, you get a big schar. You're working on not being afraid of people. How long did I go already? It's, what, 9:41. How long am I supposed to go?
2 hours.
2 hours? 2 hours, okay. You see these guys, they...
I'm one of the last person.
What do you mean? Did you know what happened to me the other day? I spoke for two people. It was a history. It was in Coventry. I came late, after Myriff, so they all leave. So I said, wait, I want to speak. So there were two people there. And I felt like $1 million. There's a story with Reb Chaim Shulevitz when he first wanted to speak in the mirror. He was a younger manchik. Altamiras, who is this guy? You know, these Altamiras, you don't mess with them. You know, they were giants in learning. Nobody came to hear him. Nobody. One person came to hear him. Chaim Shulevitz. So he also, so someday I'll say, I was also once, only two people. So he said he thanked that one person. He spoke only for him. You know what his chusid is to speak for only one person? That's for sure the Eberstedt. It's for the Eberstedt. It's not for the other. But I like to cover it anyway. You have a lot of, thank you for honoring me. My titanus, you know, how much high you're getting. This is listening to Ten Shmuzin. Besides being a seris ben tshuva, such as chutz, I give everybody a bracha. You should have a beautiful, happy new year. Chol adayis, chol ha'mafarshim. And it should be good in every way. And take serious. I said, when you get a bracha, aksiva sima taiva, take it serious! Don't make a joke of the bracha! I said this in one of my, you know, lectures. A few days later, see, this guy calls me up. He said he got a ksiva sima teva from somebody, and he took it serious. And the next day, he was a new person. Everything went good in his life. Take a bracha serious. I'm going to call somebody in a minute. Oh, yeah, how think? Okay, kultuv. You know what kultuv means? Kultuv. Kultuv. Take it serious. It's good stuff. And when you give a bracha, whoever gives a bracha says it. Take it serious. You'll have a ball in this world. So much bracha is going on. And if you feel that you didn't make it this Rosh Hashanah, your dafka did make it. But I was saying that, hey, that makes your dafka make it. It's all up to you. Shlomo Kluger says this. He says, when you say Lashana Taiva Zikasa, when Simon and Milsi, he says it's like Gamzul L'Teiva. You make a bracha, it's a tefillah. You're not saying it should be Shana Teiva Masuka. By saying that, you're Mahapach Din Terachmim. You're saying Gamzul L'Teiva. Now, I do this all the time, especially these days. I see a carrot, I hold that's why I became such a big shot. Because whenever I saw carrots, I do it all year round. Why not? What? You gotta eat carrots all the time. You sometimes have. You run to Shiva, so you say to Kirimain. And then, in the Rosh Velelazonim, take it serious. And do it as much as you can. Be serious about this stuff. Shana Taiva Umasuka, it's gonna be sweet with Taira. Say it all, sweet all kinds, with everything, and have patience. Have patience. Sometimes you see right away something. It's gotta work. And if something wrong happens, now for sure you made it. You didn't daven good? That's a school. What's happened to me? I once davened Rosh Hashanah. It was Antarctic penguins. That's what it was. It was disgusting. That's the way you daven. No heart, no feeling. A whole chakra. Rosh Hashanah, you're a bum. So I was about to kvetch and tell Eibishter, what are you doing to me? Or what am I doing to myself? That's the way you daven. I said, no, not me. I says, Eibishter, thank you for that wonderful tefillah. I lied to the Eibishter himself. And the Musaf was on fire. The Eibishter liked that. The Eibishter likes positive lies. Positive lies means betachen, ayin tova, seeing good. Don't look down at what you did. We had a great Rosh Hashanah. We paskin. The whole idea is what's your opinion? Your whole thing is how you're supposed to go to Torah says, dress up, look good, because you're gonna paskin. Rabbi Yisrael tells us, says that. We are gonna decide our future. If we're positive, we got a good future. If you look at Rosh Hashanah like, it went great, it will be great. So keep hot all day long. This Rosh Hashanah, I know we made it. I will do this with my wife all day. I make her my sugar with my stuff. Not what she has to go through. So I do this all the time. I sense like baloney. I sense when I think things are bad, when I think I sense nothing, then I feel it. I feel it baloney. I am one of the biggest liars in the world, and I am proud of it. My whole godless is my lies. You know what the belt says. You want to be straight? Go straight, right off the cliff. Want to be a straight guy? There's a famous story. The Nazi told a guy. What are you saying? You forgot. He said, anybody past 70, we leave you alone. No, this is a real Yekisha type of a Jew. I am 69. 69? Boom, they shot him dead on the spot. He died telling the truth. He died being a player, being a nar. But it's a lie, Meshuggah. You save your life. So you sometimes you have to lie. Yaakov Avinu, Ish Tam, Yesh, Yaakov, Ish Emes the Yaakov. The first thing we know about him is Yaakov, Veni Zep Pamayim, he fooled Esav twice. That's our truthful one of the three of us. He's known for Emes. So this is the one who's known for Emes. He fooled Esav twice. Don't give me this Emes, but it's true. I'm not, you know what's true? Breaking in me, this is true. And you're breaking me, this means doing the opposite of what you want to do. Always go the opposite. When you're feeling, I didn't make it. I made it like crazy. I do this all the time. You know how powerful it is. You can't imagine. Keep Abel's all helping. The Zaychat Zayin this year, which will be the last. There'll be Zaychat. Yom Kippur will be Gavali. Daven now for a great Yom Kippur. Daven. I daven for a certain filler with murder. I daven. Maybe to make that filler fire. I daven a lot. Make it a geschmacket filler. Make it go to jail. And kachava. Daven. Should have good. Maybe should help me daven. Maybe use a whole aser smid chuba. That was Israelson. I should use them. Just leave me one, because I may have my last ones over here, yeah? I may need. Say you keep, yeah. As long as I have one left, yeah. Take them all, yeah, except for one. One I'll need. Yeah, you can take it. Yeah.